How do I express gratitude in my relationships? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Before we begin talking about gratitude in our relationships, I'd like to take a moment to just really sit back and express gratitude to ourselves. And the reason why I want to start here is because in any relationship that we are in, if we aren't happy and thankful and appreciative for ourselves, then we don't necessarily have the ability to be engaged in any other relationship with anybody, including children, you know, parents, friends, anything along those lines, to express a gratitude for them, because our cup's not filled, we haven't put our oxygen masks on and taken care of ourselves. So if you're driving or wherever you are, think about the last day or so that you have engaged, you know, in life, and what are you thankful for yourself? And something that I would like to share, because I was so thankful for all of the smiles that I experienced recently at an event that I organized. And those smiles, I was not stopping to think that I should be appreciative of myself. I was so worried about all of the people that I had to take care of that day, and everyone being happy, everyone making sure we're getting all their needs met. And so it to take time to appreciate yourself is like, we're so fearful and worried for other people being happy that we don't stop to take time for ourselves. And so this event I'm discussing is I did an Empowerment with Boudoir customer appreciation event a couple days ago, and that I've been so overwhelmed with joy just from the smiles on all the women's faces. But I realized I didn't stop to take time to say the hard work that went into it. Even the sometimes very stressful moments were because of the hard work that I did, and I was so wrapped up in this first time event, you know, all the anxiety about it, I didn't stop to give myself some gratitude. So along with your appreciation for yourself, I am also going to take time to appreciate the hard work and the not giving up. I didn't give up. I pushed through all of my fears, all of my anxiety, even afterwards, still having a little bit of worry about it all. I pushed through it, and I deserve to celebrate myself and stand in my grounds. So make sure you take time for yourself, whether it's after this podcast, just really feel in the gratitude, feel the appreciation for yourself. Give yourself the same love that you have given to other people in the last day or however long you want to really focus on. Now we will move on to how to express gratitude and appreciation in relationships. And this, something I've realized recently is when I'm answering these questions, it's like there's no one answer to all of these questions, because everyone experiences relationships very differently. And when I'm trying to sit back and think, who are my listeners and who is really gonna get the most out of the answers that I have, I'm just like, I want you all to know that when you're listening, the answers may not apply to you, but that's because I didn't get the question from you, or I didn't receive a response from you, and your life experiences are very different than everybody else's. Including your partners. And we all have this image in our head, which I like to call head trash, of the past, this picture of the past and this picture of the future. And this usually includes lots of fear and lots of anxiety. Either way, we often go very quickly to negative feelings instead of positive feelings. I blame that partially on society. But it's we when we're in the past or in the future, we aren't thankful and appreciative for the now. And that takes a significant amount of conscious effort to stay in the now and to be here and be thankful and express the gratitude for where we are. Something as simple as expressing gratitude for the cashier and the bagger in the shopping line at the grocery store, or even the guy who may have sped past you and flipped you off and, you know, caused a little bit of stress in your morning travel, that guy or girl deserves appreciation too. They are obviously not managing their stress very well, and it's not on you to take on that stress and allow them to ruin your day. So say thank you. Thank you for being who you are. I bless and release you. I am not holding your stress. And same thing in our more personal, close relationships. I bless and release your negativity. I accept you for who you are. And I will not judge you for any of your choices. We are all on our healing journey on our own. And that just because our healing journeys are different or our perspectives may be different than our loved ones does not mean that the trust and the relationship has been 100% broken. Now, if you're being manipulated or, you know, in a codependent relationship in any way, that's a whole different story. But when, you know, our partners do something simple like turning the shower on, I know that was an example in a previous podcast, expressing sincere gratitude. When we feel good about something our partners have done or somebody in our life has done for us, stopping and saying thank you. I know at the boudoir shoot, I had a very amazing friend who helped out and did some awesome makeup work for me and for all the women. The many smiles in the room were because these women felt so beautiful, and I don't know how much this individual appreciates all the work that she did, but she really made a huge difference. And I just am so overwhelmed with appreciation for the time she spent away from her family, the hard work and effort she put into making sure each woman looked as beautiful as they deserved to feel. And that experience will be taken with them for a lifetime. They will remember how they felt. And again, they won't, oh, I don't know if I've talked about this in past podcasts. The monetary gain or spending on the day is not ever going to be what they remember. They're going to remember how beautiful they felt. They're going to remember the images that they have. They get to go back to those images and see how beautiful they felt and feel how beautiful they felt in this very sexy lingerie and with their hair done and their makeup and in a room full of women who all are being so vulnerable in themselves and in their relationships. So that's a very intense moment that's a very obvious moment to express gratitude because there's so much emotion involved. But when it comes to day-to-day type interactions and we are, you know, our partners are doing special things for us, or they're doing their main stuff that they do every single day, and they're just doing the dishes and doing the laundry and doing the trash. Something that recently I realized, like when the trash is building up and I just haven't had a chance to take it out, and all of a sudden it's taken out without me having to ask, I express gratitude for that. Like, thank you for being an effective member of the household. Thank you for really engaging with our household and making life that much more successful and easy and stress-free for everyone in the family. Even our children, you know, oftentimes we sit back and it's like, why aren't our children listening to us? And we focus on the negative because of our own head trash, our own picture of the future or the past. And we don't get to see the beauty in our children because we're so focused on how we're feeling. We're kind of projecting onto our children a lot of our stuff. And so, for example, with Melly, my oldest, my sweet little love, she is always, forever mimicking like the littlest things that I do, including recording this podcast. She'll sit there and take the microphone and go to my desk and try to record herself and just, I don't know, I haven't gotten to see what she says. Matt tells me what she does, but you know, she, and so I'm like, child, don't be like me. And then I sit back, that's the fear in me, and then I sit back like, why do I even think that? Why wouldn't I want my daughter to want to be like me? I am a damn good person, and I genuinely care so much for other people. I just hate when she picks up on my bad tendencies. That just means that I have to be as best of a person as I could be for her, and appreciate myself when I'm not being successful at that. So there's quite a few examples of how to just do basic gratitude for yourself each day. Thank you for getting out of bed. Thank you for taking a shower. Thank you for taking your vitamins. Thank you for eating healthy today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being polite to that person who maybe needed a little bit extra happiness that they didn't have in their day. You know, thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I am going to end there. Like, share, subscribe. The more we get this out, the more people can hear that they are not alone. And that is my mission in all of this. I hope you all have an amazing day. And until next time, bye.